Welcome to 51st Dates. I'm your host, Jolie Moore. I now know that hindsight is 20/20. This season, I'm going to share that wisdom with you. In every twice-weekly episode, I'm going to highlight one of my postcards from my Take Note, Stories of Narcissistic Abuse project and the unvarnished truth behind them. A lifetime of gaslighting and abuse are the reasons why my 51st Dates experiment was the unmitigated disaster that it was. I think it was kind of funny, a little bit tragic, but still a mess. Join me as I take on the task of finding out if my future self can forgive that person who lived through abuse and came out of the other side, still searching for a crazy, beautiful love story. Ready? Strap in. Let's go. Hi, and welcome to 51st Dates. I'm your host, Jolie Moore. Let's get to card number 11, the one I call the second wife. When I left my ex, he said, "I may have been mean to you, but you made me act that way. I'm going to get remarried and I'll be much nicer to her." So you'll be happy to know that he's engaged. Oh my God, I think it's probably almost been a year that he's engaged with no plans to get married. I don't know why. Not my business. So I haven't really thought that much about this, but you know, I assumed that he would be nicer to her. And so far, I guess that's happening. Honestly, I don't know because he hasn't told me much. He hasn't told me anything about it. She moved in. There's a lot of stuff that's happened that he hasn't told me. He's required to tell me per the divorce agreement, but you know, he rules for me and not for thee. But, and according to my son, I don't even know. I know he said she's not particularly nice, which seems like a crap show of crazy over there. But who's to say? I know that he has certainly, you know, what's really weird is that I know he's taken her to a lot of the same places that he took me, because whenever he drops something off at my son, he does it in a bag. Like, for instance, he once dropped something off in a bag from a restaurant called Providence. So, oh God, I haven't been there in years and years and years. It was like the new hot place. Oh my God, probably like 2008. Although I drove by the other day, so it's still there. And it's this restaurant by the chef who left. It doesn't matter. It's like a whole chef gossip. And I can't pronounce his last name anyway, so I'm going to skip that. But it's one of those places, I think. It's probably $400 to $500 per person, probably $300 if you don't get the wine pairing and $500 per person if you get the wine pairing. So I know that that happened. He's flown her to Paris a couple of times, Mexico, and he got her a ring at Tiffany's that cost more twice probably than my son's private school tuition. So I know that certainly he's peppering her with financial stuff, and I did not get that. I have the $800 wedding ring, which actually I hawked for more than $800 because the price of gold went up. So part of me would take this personally because I'm like, oh my God, you know, like, why did I not get any of this? And I actually have, there are two answers, and I learned them recently. So if you really want to follow somebody who is an expert in narcissistic abuse, I recommend Dr. Romney. She has a YouTube channel. She also has a private group that I do belong to. And she said one thing like a few weeks ago in like the private group that really resonated. And she said, because in my head, I was like, how come I never got love bombing? All these people in these narcissistic relationships are like, I got, you know, flown to hither and yon and I got expensive stuff and I literally got nothing. I think he gave me two gifts in like 20 years. So I'm always like, how did I not get the stuff? I would love stuff. But I think that what she said is that love bombing is specific to the person, which is really kind of awful when you think about it. So if people like stuff, they'll get stuff. But now I know for me, it's somebody who I think sees who I truly am. So in the beginning of this relationship and the one with the foreigner who I mentioned at the end of 51st Dates, what I got was, I see you, I see that you're like this great, whatever it was at the time, writer. I was writing for newspapers when I met my husband. I'm writing books now, but you're this great writer. You're like, you know, really like talented and like all of these things, they would say, which later, you know, get turned on you. Later it's like, you have no talent and you're awful. But that, I guess, is what love bombing is for me. Somebody who says they see me, because other than those two people, this is pretty horrible. No one else I dated had the least bit interest in me. And actually neither did they. They had interest in terms of getting me, but not interest in me. Because the interest that they showed falls off pretty quick. And then people I dated, like, it's one of the things that actually drives me crazy. So in my house, I have now like all these pictures I've shot. I really enjoy photography as a kind of a really enthusiastic hobbyist. And I have all these pictures, and especially I did this like right during COVID. And I had done it at the house I lived with my ex, but not to this extent. So I have an entire living room wall with pictures of like almost everywhere I've ever been. So it's like England and Poland and China and Korea and Japan and all these places I've been in the world. And then there are some art pieces from artists I truly know and love, as well as some like photography I've done, black and white film photography that I've blown up. Like one is a picture, like there's like these huge pictures, like cities in black and white that I love. I still love them. They're on my wall in very large proportion. Nobody I've ever dated has even like acknowledged that I have like anything about me. It was always about them. I've never met so many self-centered people in my life. It's always talking about them. I mean, you know, I'm a director, I'm this guy, I have this job, I do this, I do that. They really never showed any interest in anything that I did or said. And that makes me sad, because I always feel like if I were to date or find a real relationship, then this would be a person who would have some interest not only in my inner life, but my outer life, and some of the things I do. And I certainly haven't encountered that. But the other thing that I think I've learned from like following these accounts on narcissistic abuse, which I don't recommend, they're so freaking depressing, is that what happens when they date someone else is that they get their version of love bombing, but then it also falls off and they treat them horribly. But they never tell you that. Like for you, and I don't follow my ex on social media, nor his new fiance or anything like that. I know they have social media because I get messages about my own social media from him, which is weird. But I do think that they eventually, the masks falls and they get the horrible treatment. And I know that like in my heart to be true, but it feels like this one lucked out because she's getting like the whole show. To be honest, I know the one previous to her really didn't luck out and it turned out pretty awful for her. And well, it is what it is. I mean, that's what happens. That's how these work. But they're constantly seeking supply and people to like prop up their ego and prop up them, their sense of self. So there will always be another one down the pike. And I know that, but it doesn't necessarily hurt. It's just that you're like, oh, why wasn't I worthy of the extravagant behavior? And the truth is, the extravagant behavior is toxic and you don't want it, but it certainly builds a huge fantasy. I'm Julie Moore, and this has been 51st Dates, the podcast. If you've enjoyed this podcast, I hope you'll share, rate, and review it on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. It will help others find the crazy, beautiful love stories that I like to share. Also, please hit the subscribe button on your podcast app. If you'd like to know how this project started, my memoir, 51st Dates, is available wherever books are sold. A link is always included in the show notes. I'm also a romance writer. If you want to know more about my books, please visit joliemoore.com for more information. You can also follow me on Instagram, TikTok, and Substack at XO Jolie Moore. The essays accompanying these postcards are available on Substack. You can also follow me on all social media at the same handle, XO Jolie Moore. Thanks for listening, and I'll be in your ears very soon.